Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Last night, there were two sequences where Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby shared the floor together. They did it for about 7.5 minutes to open the game, and they did it for about 8.5 minutes to open the third quarter. Those are the only two sequences of time in which they shared the floor together, because obviously Jalen got hurt late in the first quarter. He didn't play in the second quarter. Obviously, OG got hurt. They shared the court for a combined 15.5 minutes. Mm. In that period of time, the New York Knicks were plus 24.
Wow.
Think about that.
Holy cow.
They were plus 24 for the 15 or so minutes that OG Anunoby and Jalen Brunson shared the floor. And I think what really, really sucks, and I'm being genuine about this because, again, guy with experience saying what I'm about to say, I've lived this. If OG doesn't come back, and he doesn't come back for the Boston series, while I may not think the Knicks would beat the Celtics, and maybe others may not believe that, not having OG Anunoby on the floor, when all he did was win when he was on the floor, leaves you with that unanswered what if.
Yeah.
And what ifs are the worst, man. I'd rather just lose than have the what ifs. And again, as you know, without bringing up the specificity of it, I've lived a giant what if with my basketball fandom.
Right.
And I would have rather have just gotten my ass kicked. So that's the other kind of frustrating thing about the potential of OG not coming back. They were 26-5 when he played. So I get the Knicks fans saying, you know what? Don't count us out of the Boston series. How dare you? We only lost 5 times when this guy was playing. And right now, if you had to guess, are we seeing OG Anunoby anytime soon?
I mean, probably not game 3 or 4. I would guess, I would bet if he's going to play again, it's going to be game 5.
This series, though.
This series.
I mean, that'd be a victory. I would sign.
I agree. I agree with you.
You know what I would sign for right now, too? Tell me if you'd sign for this one. All right? I can't tell you how this series plays out. That's up to you. OG does not play the rest of the series. All right? So you're signing for no OG.
Yeah, that's what I would want.
You'd want him not to play?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
To win and not have to play the series.
Right, but you may not win.
I agree. That's the problem.
Okay.
That's the problem.
But you get him for game 1 of the Boston series. Mm-hmm. Now, you could lose because he's not playing in this Indiana series. But if I told you as a Knicks fan, I would sign for that as an IBO. Would you sign for that? No OG for the rest of the series. But if you survive this, you have him for game 1 against Boston.
Yes.
You would say yes?
I would say yes.
Loogie?
I would absolutely sign for that.
Okay. All right, so I'm coming from a smart place
right
with that.
Yes. Because you need, I mean, the winning the series is most important, but the last thing you want to do is have him play and get hurt again.
Yeah.
And then win the series. And now not have him for Boston.
Well, and also, you got to keep in mind when thinking, can the Knicks beat the Pacers without OG Anunoby? They're up 2-0. It's not like we're having this discussion going into a best of 7 mm-hmm. series. You already are plus 2. You need to win 2 more games.
Yep.
You know, it's just, can you win 2 more times, even if OG Anunoby's not on the floor? And here's what I know. Last night at Madison Square Garden, OG Anunoby was not on the floor in the fourth quarter of this game. He wasn't there. That hamstring injury occurred with about 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Knicks closed out the Indiana Pacers without OG Anunoby. Yet Precious Achiuwa playing the entire fourth quarter. So it can be done. It can be done.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
They don't need him for this series. I think they win either way, but he is arguably their most important player. Obviously, JB's their best player, goes without saying. Josh Hart, we know, is a dog. Mm-hmm. But OG, their record, when he came here, he flipped everything. He's their most important player because of what he does on both sides of the floor. They need him.
You know, it's funny, when Julius was hurt and OG was hurt, we had that discussion, who's more important to come back? And I was on the side of OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
So I agree with your assessment. But right now, I think Josh Hart may be. I mean, can you imagine them without Josh Hart? The guy plays 48 minutes.
Well, it's not only that. It's just the rebounding.
Yeah.
It's
everything.
Constant everywhereness of Josh Hart. So I would say it's Josh Hart now as well. But OG is the one that you know that when this, without him, if they get to the Boston series, we're pushing this ahead, obviously. There's too many guys to defend.
No, I get you.
There's too many good scorers to defend.
I'm going to watch this. I'm going to make Loogie flip-flop in 13 seconds. Because and it's a fair question, be honest. If I told you right now, OG Anunoby is back and he's healthy and he's good to go, no Josh Hart. He got hurt secretly and he's out. Would you sign for that, or would you prefer just to have Josh Hart, no OG Anunoby?
I hate these mind games that you play.
No, just
improves. You'd rather have Josh
So
Hart.
I'm getting OG back for Boston, but I lose Josh?
No, you have either one. You get to pick.
Loogie, I'm just... You're overthinking it. It's just to answer who is more important to the Knicks, Josh Hart or OG Anunoby. And the answer is Josh Hart. He's become that guy. He wasn't that guy a month ago. I wouldn't have said that. But throughout this postseason and the way he's performed, that's the way I'm asking the question. So I can ask it bluntly and say, who's more important, Josh Hart or OG Anunoby? Or I can play that mind trick game with you of, OG's back and Josh is gone. Josh Hart's more valuable. That's the answer I'm looking for.
I mean, listen, no pun intended. He's the heart and soul of the team, Josh Hart. Yeah. So what he brings as far as a toughness. But Anunoby, I don't know. I look at the record. I mean, the record speaks for itself. They need Anunoby. I want both. But I mean, I still think Anunoby is the most important player.
Just remember,
because of what he can do defensively. Everything. What he does with
this. We don't really have a record without Josh Hart. Because this postseason Josh Hart is not regular season Josh Hart. And Josh Hart during the regular season played 81 games. So you don't even have that frame of reference to see what this team is without him. But it's not about a competition. It's just merely, I admit, OG Anunoby was my answer a month ago. I think what Josh Hart has done in this postseason is so effing ridiculous that you need to acknowledge him. That's all.
Oh, I love Josh Hart. I told you yesterday, I'll say it again. To me, he's already a top five Knick for me all time. Mm-hmm. He should never, ever, ever be criticized ever again, if he has been, in this town ever again. Ever again, because they've either cloned him or he's the most well-conditioned athlete in the history of sports. Guy leaves his guts on the court every single night, does everything he's asked for. The skill level has gone up since he's been here, a journeyman. He's a dog. Like, to me, he is above criticism. You could build a statue outside Madison Square Garden for Josh Hart if they win a title. Yes.
Only if he wins.
I'm playing 48 anyways, dog.
That's the most amazing part. The guy plays 48 every game.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.